the forest masters also put a lot of emphasis on body contemplation before mind, or maybe I was just reading on Jung Dun, and he puts more of an emphasis on that, or would you say in general all the that you really need a deeper contemplation of the body before you can go deeper with the mind?
Yes. I mean, one of the things is that, I mean, it's just so, what do you say, it's so grounding, tangible. The mind is so untrustworthy and ephemeral. It can change so quickly. Either the mood or the thoughts that we have, or the opinion that comes out, can just change so quickly. So that having the contemplation of the body helps to get this solid kind of anchor or solid base, so that we can start to contemplate from that and ground ourselves in it. There's a consistency that's there that's very, very helpful.
Do you believe you really have to let go of the body before you can go deep into mind contemplation?
Well, the thing is no, not really. I mean, I don't believe anything. You know, in the sense of there being, you know, an absolute way that everybody has to follow. But it's just really helpful when you've got the body to contemplate, that you'll get an insight into the mind, because it's inseparable, really. I mean, there is a kind of Western religion, Western philosophy. There's a very strong dichotomy between body and mind, and I don't think there's that same split or division in Buddhist practice. It's sort of seen, it's all a piece, but the body being more solid, more material, then it's clear, more substantial for investigation. So that then, in terms of the thinking of body and mind, and I mean, it's always from the very earliest teachings. Say the Buddha taught about the six senses, so that sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, which are associated with the body, and the mind itself. But they was never separated as as something completely distinct from each other. Or the five khandhas. Body, feeling, perception, mental formations, consciousness. And the Buddha is very explicit in saying, you know, these are conjoined, they're not disjoined, they function together.
But we still have to contemplate nama and rupa.
Yes.
Separate. So there's
you contemplate nama and rupa, but that's in its most basic. But they're not seen as, and say they can't exist apart from each other. Nama and rupa can't really exist independent of each other.